Blog Talk Radio.
Even though they might have showed that they was mad about something else, you knew it was really about something else. You know how it go. Like somebody might come to work. You know how it is. People come to work and they act like they got it going on. You know, they act like their lives are perfect, things like that. But they might come in one day and be all on a warpath. All on a warpath. Very, very irritable that day. Ain't trying to hear nothing. Laying the hammer down, writing people up, acting all, you know, authoritarian. And the real reason that they acting like that might be because their husband might have smacked them up when they, you know, before they left the crib, or they found out that their spouse was cheating on them or something like that, you know. And that's what they really mad about, but they came to work and they took it out on you, or they taking it out on everybody else. Not that the complaints that they have might actually be, well, I'm going to say, not that the complaints that they have are illegitimate. They might be totally legit. But on other days, they might let it slide or handle it in a different way. Today, they bringing down a hammer on cats. You know what I'm saying? You know? They like, order, order. I'm going to get all y'all nicks. All y'all nicks. So that's what we're talking about tonight, y'all. Hiding what you're really mad about. Hiding what you're really mad about. It's a terrible thing when you can't express yourself for whatever reason. It is. It's a terrible thing when you can't express yourself for whatever reason. And it's really bad when you can't express your anger towards somebody that you're angry with, that you are living with, that you are going with, that you are talking to. So I don't know if y'all have ever been in that situation. But sometimes you might be mad at somebody that's right there with you, but you can't even tell them that you're mad at them for whatever reason. And we're going to go into those reasons about why you might not be able to express your anger towards somebody that's right there, accessible for you, right there where you can reach them, touch them, talk to them, communicate with them, go back and forth. But there might be a reason that you won't do it. And we're going to get into it tonight. Tonight. We're going to say, girl, tonight. All right, so let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. This your daily. We do this every single day. We do this every single day, every single day, every day. Every day it rains, every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the daily. Go get a business show. And listen, y'all, I know I wasn't supposed to be here. I know I told y'all I wouldn't be here. I know all of that, but shit. I mean, the warden gave me a pardon. I got an early release. Real early, you know what I'm saying? So we are here and we are in motion. We do this thing. Taking off, fast lane, no coasting. So yeah. Now Tomorrow, I can't promise nothing. Tomorrow ain't promised to nobody. I don't expect to be able to do the show tomorrow. And if I do the show, it's gonna be later than the day. It ain't gonna be no 7 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? You know, today was my first day, so it was just orientation and shit like that. So they said, all right, son, you know what I mean? Go ahead, rock. You can go ahead and skate. But we're gonna check you out tomorrow. We're going to check you out tomorrow, though. So tomorrow is what it's going to be. That's how we're going to rock. So it's show. Yo, my brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones and Carol Chaba, let me favorita. It's always great to have my eyes on you and good to see ya. And Robbie, make my big sis doing a thing. She's a queen for a king. And Shanana Emily Dunlap is in the house. Wow, she about to turn it. Wow, she about to turn it out. So tonight on the Daily Go Get a Business Show, we are talking about hiding what you're really mad about. Have you ever had to do it? Do you know somebody who does it all the time? Do you have a spouse, a man or a woman, a brother or a sister, a good, good friend, a child, a son, a daughter, a cousin, a niece, a nephew, a auntie, a uncle, a neighbor, a coworker, you know how it go. People don't always let their emotions show, but when they let their emotions go, you never know if they are really putting an emotion show on what it's really about, yo. So we're going to talk about that tonight. Why would anybody hide their emotions about what they're really mad about? What are some reasons people try to hide their anger? Now, I mean, they may be expressing their anger about something, but they may not be expressing their anger about what they're really angry about. But why would somebody do that? What are some of the reasons that somebody would try to act like they're not mad about this, but instead mad about that? What are some of the reasons? Now, you know, a whole lot of things go on in the home. A whole lot of things go on in the home. Y'all know how it goes. At home, for most people, that's a sacred place. And for most people, it's a secret place. And if you don't like the word secret, you know that a lot of times the home is a private place. So a lot of people don't feel comfortable discussing family matters or home problems going on in the home with everybody that's out there. So you know how it go. You might hear your neighbors fussing and fighting and I mean fighting. I don't mean just arguing. I don't mean just arguing. I ain't talking about just arguing. You might hear your neighbors in there fighting, duking it up. You might hear shit smashing, breaking. Like they really getting it on. I meant duking it out, not duking it up. But you know what I'm talking about. But I bet you one thing, when they come out that door, they act like ain't nothing going on. Like you ain't just, you know how Philadelphia row homes are. And so you know how Baltimore row homes are. You can hear through them walls, baby. You can hear through them walls. So you might hear your neighbors, you know, you might hear their entire business. You might hear what they upset about. You might know that they cheating. You might know that they got back together. You might know that they forgave each other. You might know that they children ain't doing good in school. You might know that they have problems waking up in the morning. You might hear all of that shit, but they keep that in the house. So some things get really serious, and sometimes situations at home get really serious to the point where it will upset you and ruin the rest of your day. In a perfect world, when you really get upset about something, you can take off from work that day. But in the real world, we don't always have that luxury. In the real world, we gotta eat that. We gotta get our asses up and go to work. Cause you might have messed around and exhausted all of your personal days, all of your PTO. You ain't gonna take that day off and not get paid. You need that check. So you gotta take you and all your heavy burdens into that office. So what happens? Mm-hmm. What happens? I'm going to tell you what happens. You go to work and you try to put on a good face and it don't work because somebody at work starts to get on your nerves. What you may have been able to laugh off or blow off those other days, today your heart is heavy and it's a burden. Where you would normally keep your mouth shut and be professional, you popping off. Well, I ain't taking this bullshit from you, and I'm sick of your shit. You might even be getting on some insubordinate shit, straight lace, straight insubordination, and you don't give a fuck. You know why you don't give a fuck? Because at home, at your home life has made you upset enough to throw all caution to the wind. You ready to throw the baby out with the bathwater. But you ain't going to tell the people at work what's going on. You ain't going to tell them what's really going on. So they're really thinking that you mad about something that's going on at work. You ain't really all that upset about that shit. That shit ain't doing nothing but adding the syrup onto the pancake. The pancake stacked high as shit. Buttermilk. Buttermilk. You know what I'm saying? With the strawberry. Little bit of bananas on the motherfucker, but you got, you know, that IHOP, you know, IHOP be having the good syrup. You know, beyond that Aunt Jemima, you know what I'm saying, be having that Miss Butterworth, plus they be having that, you know, them flavors, those fruit flavored syrups and shit. But like I said, you are really upset about what's going on in the crib. But you ain't going to tell them, like, listen, I didn't mean to get like that with y'all, but you know, I found out that my man was not only messing around on me, but he got a baby on the way, and he brought the girl that he having a baby with around here. Well, he ain't bring her, but she brought her ass around here, and we was, you know, it got ugly. I had to punch her in the face. I don't mean to punch no pregnant girl in the face, but you're not going to tell nobody at your job none of that shit. You're not. Ain't none of their business. Plus, you don't want them looking at you all sideways and crazy the next day or for days to come. So you got to eat that. Nasty as shit. Matter of fact, hold on. I'm going to show y'all how y'all got to eat. I'm going to show y'all how y'all got to eat that shit. You know what I'm saying? Get some shit in here. Get some shit in here. Y'all got to eat. You know what I'm saying, bro? Shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to show y'all how you got to eat it. I'm going to show you how to eat that shit. You know what I'm saying? And then these are grapes. Now, you eat one grape at a time, it's real good. Mm. Oh, you got one grape. Mm. One grape. Nice big, a big ass seeded. Big ass seeded grapes. You know what I'm saying? Y'all see? Three in each hand, right? So you eat them individually and everything is good. You eat them individually and everything is good. But when you got stuff in your mouth and shit, that's not a good look. Mm. And your mouth already full, right? You got stuff in your mouth. It's like, yo, man. Well, I'm full. No, you ain't full, nigga. Mm. Full mouth in your bitch. Oh, I'm good. I get it. No, you don't get it. Full mouth in your mouth. Mm. Mm. Yeah. One at a time, they're cool. But when things start to compound and pile all on you, when they start to pile on you, you know, they stacking them like them pancakes with the Miss Butterworth and Aunt Jemima, you know what I mean, fruit flavor syrups and everything. When you have problems going on at the crib, when there are problems in the home, and then you got to go out into the world and put on a good face because you really want everybody to think that everything at home is cool. You might not be, I ain't going to say that you fronting. I'm not going to say that you trying to make everything look like the Cosby Show at the crib or the Cleavers. I'm not saying that. But you don't want to be looked at as the person that has the big dysfunctional family at home. You don't want that. That ain't none of their business whether it's true or not. So you may be able to deal with a little bit of dysfunctionality in the home because that's normal. No family is perfect. No family is perfect. We all have our little family issues. But it's a private matter. So when we talk about hiding what you're really mad about, we're talking about how you really are upset about what's going on at your crib, but you got to go to work. You got to go to your clubs. You got to go to your organizations. You got to take care of business matters and act like like your head is really in the game. Meanwhile, in the back of your mind, you're like, man, fuck, I can't believe this nigga did this shit to me. Or if you a man, like, this fucking, I don't believe she broke my PlayStation 4. You know what I mean? I wasn't cheating with that girl. I don't know what she came around here for, but I ain't for, if I was, now see, that's the shit that gets on my nerves, because if I was really fucking around, I bet you she wouldn't even come around here. But as soon as I left the bitch alone last year and shit, she coming around here and want to tell my wife that she had an abortion. I got her pregnant. She had an abortion 3 years ago. What the fuck that got to do with me now? She's still mad over that shit. And you know, things like that happen. Things like that happen. So hiding what you're really mad about. So you're acting like you're mad about this. But in all reality, you're mad about that. Yeah, this is what you're yelling at. Yeah, I'm saying, see, I get sick of this shit that y'all be doing. I'm sick of that. But in reality, this is what you're mad at. And guess what? You ain't saying nothing to this. You like, I need y'all to keep it 100 with me. Have you ever been mad at somebody that was right next to you or in front of you and you acted like you wasn't mad at them? Have you ever done it? I know you've seen it done. I'm asking, have you ever done it? I'm going to say no. I've never done it. Because when I'm mad, I'll be expressing it. I'll be like, yo, man, I don't like that dumb shit you did. But you know, people don't like to be around me when I'm mad because I'll be expressing it. But I know sometimes women don't really like to express it. And they can have a variety of reasons of why they don't express it. Sometimes expressing their anger with the wrong man can get them in more trouble. You know, he might be the violent type. You know what I mean? Fuck around and backhand her. Like, oh, you mad? I'm going to give you something to be mad about. Bitch, bam. This show, this movement does not promote domestic violence in any way for any reason. But y'all know how the game goes. Because all of y'all have someone that you have known who has been in an abusive relationship and you know, they tried to act like it wasn't an abusive relationship. Everybody handles that situation differently. But yeah, that might be a reason that a woman in particular might not express their anger or the problem that they have with their man, even though their man is right there. So yeah, I'm mad, but I can't act mad. I can't be mad in front of him. I got to go be mad with my, I got to wait till he go to work so I can be mad. I got to wait till he go to the bar and start drinking to be mad. I got to wait till he go to his side chick house in order for me to be mad. So I can call my girlfriend and I can be mad with her. I can be mad at the kids here. It's an ill situation, y'all. It's an ill situation. So what we got? We'll start talking about. By the way, y'all can call into the show. And if you really want to be in the know, the number to call is 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199, baby. It is the Daily Go Get-A-Mism Show. And we are talking about hiding what you're really mad about. Hiding what you're really mad about. I need y'all to share this show. I need y'all to hit that like button. I need y'all to hit it. And I need y'all to share the show. And I need y'all to subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get-A-Mism Show. So, what we talking about? Robbie Ming says, I can't hold it in if I'm mad at someone. I have to let the person know. Okay. Well, what if you're mad about somebody who you can't let know? Like, let's say you're mad at somebody who's unavailable. Because, you know, being mad at something, sometimes you might not be mad at someone. You might be mad at something. So you might not be able to address the something. So let's say, for example, Rob, let's say your son got locked up. You might be mad at your son, but then again, you might not. You might be mad at the system because he got locked up on some mistaken identity shit, false imprisonment. So you mad. You mad at the judges. First of all, you mad at the cops. You mad at the bail hearing judge. You mad at the jury selection. Like, how is it that my son is going through this process? He gets convicted. Now you mad at the jury, you mad at the system, you mad at the prison, the COs, the warden, everybody. There's no single person that you can address, but you mad at the whole situation. Your young man, Your young boy is locked up. He ain't got no business being locked up. But you might not be able to address them or it. But you mad about it, but you still got to take your ass to work. You still got to wash your clothes. You still got to take care of your bills. You still got to live your life. So you might not be in a position where you can carry your anger and your feelings of being upset everywhere you go. So it can get tough. It can get real, you know what I'm saying? So, and so Joe says, don't tell me, don't tell me who was mad at me about something 24 hours ago. Your grace period of attention is over, okay? Carol Chamber says, at Omar, yep, thin walls, even in old houses. Yeah, these walls they got brick last for younger people. Last is the wood that they used to put the plaster on to make walls. They didn't used to be a such thing as sheetrock. You had to, plaster the wall. So through all of that wall, all that thick wall, brick, mortar, lath, and plaster, and you still hear that shit. How about this? For people who grew up in the houses with the vents, you know how you can listen to one vent. You know, the vent system, you can hear somebody on the first floor, you can hear somebody on the first floor talking, you all the way on the third floor. So they on the first floor in the front, you all the way on the third floor in the back. You're right. Ooh, y'all remember them days? Y'all remember those days? So you might have eavesdropped or just happened to be ear hustling on some shit that you ain't had no business hearing. Now, the reason that you didn't have no business hearing it is because it got you really upset. The person or the people that was talking didn't mean for you to hear it. Yeah, they were saying it, and you can indict them on saying it. But the truth of the matter is they wasn't saying it to you, and they never meant for you to hear it. What's up, Cherry Cherry? Dana, Cinderella, Dana Jane. Well, there's a woman, Dana Jane, with famous Cinderella, Dana Jane. Well, it's the woman and the day with fame. What's up, day to day? All right. And so Jones said, true. They TV shows on the Thin Wall channel. Word up. Word. I hear that. Robbie Mink said it. And so I agree with you. We aren't going back in the past. I let people know that, know at that particular time. Okay. Robbie also says, if I had an argument at home when I went to work, you would never know. Never took my madness to work and took it out on someone else. Yeah, but what you're not saying is that you never went to work mad. See, the problem is whether you take it out on somebody else or not, you still hiding what you're mad about. So you at work mad. You know, you got a desk job. You at your cubicle or in your office all night.
Milton McIntyre speaking. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Uh-huh. You know, that's not a problem. Meeting at 1:30. Okay. Okay. Virtual. Mm-hmm. Microsoft Teams. All right. Mm-hmm. The meeting is going to be how long? Till 4. No, it won't be a problem. Okay, I'll see you then.
You didn't move for no fucking 2.5-hour meeting. What? I was leaving at 3. I was getting out of here at 3. Came in 6:30. I ain't trying to be here until 4 o'clock. Mad, son. You mad.
But you still gonna have to, you're gonna have to keep that in the tuck. And so Jones says, in the chow hall, I didn't have a choice. I had to hold it in. I can imagine. Carol Chambers says, no, I just won't talk to the person. Okay. Cherry Cherry says, yes, I have. And definitely had misplaced anger. I do regret that. Hey, man, you know what I mean? You only human. You only human. I'm only human. Born to make mistakes. Okay. Robbie Meek says, I'm going to have to express it because I can't hold it in for health reasons. Okay. All right. I ain't gonna call you no liar because I don't want you to be mad at me. Medita Coleman, my big sis, my first love. What's going on? D Coleman all up in the house, Darby. Darby, what's up, man? All right. Sorry, Charlie, but that's the breeze. Now I'm mad at you. So, yeah, you know, when you're really mad at somebody else, you're really upset with somebody else, and you're really upset about something else, mad about something else, but you can't express that shit. You gotta straight zip that thing. You gotta button that thing. You gotta carry that. You gotta carry that weight. And then you know how it is when you are carrying the burden of being upset, the burden of worry. Oh, okay. How about this? We talk about going to work upset about shit. Now, how many of you? I ain't gonna do that. But I'm gonna say this. That just because you work every day or whatever don't mean that you pay your bills. Sometimes you could have somebody at house run at home, I should say, running the bills up, or you're splitting expenses and somebody is not paying the bills that they're supposed to. Meanwhile, you're paying the bills that you're supposed to. So you know what can happen? You can bring your black ass home and go to wash your hands when you get home. And guess what? No water comes out. Yeah, the damn water department then turns your shit off. You like, Joe, why ain't the water running? Oh, they came and turned the water off. Now, you know, the water ain't like the lights. Well, nowadays, the electricity, they can turn it off at the office. They ain't got to come out no more. Because now your electricity is hooked up to the internet. Not even your internet. Their internet. And the gas, you know, they can cut your gas off in the house, or they can cut your gas off on the street. But the water always gets cut off at the street. Sometimes they cut the water off and they don't put the lock on there. And sometimes they put the lock on there. It's really up to their discretion, evidently. But the bottom line is, you come home and you go to turn on the lights don't work. You look at the clock ain't on. You try to turn on the TV, it won't work. You try to, it's dark up in this bitch, what's going on? Yeah. Your electricity got cut off. Your water got cut off. You know you're not having a bad day. You're not having a good day. You're having a bad day. Listen, it might be too late in the day to get that shit fixed. So your husband or your wife or your roommates or whatever, they were supposed to be paying these bills and they ain't been paying them. So your cable is turned on, but your electricity is off.
Why? Because paying the cable was your bill, and you paid it. Paying electricity was their bill, and they ain't been paying it. Not only have they not been paying it, but they haven't been showing you the shut-off notices and the past due notices for the past 3 or 4 months. So you come in, and your water's off, and your lights is off. Or you know, the next day you might not even go to work. You got business to take care of. You gotta go down there make arrangements. The shit might not be in your name, so you might not be able to make an arrangement. So the shit happens, and these are the things you gotta deal with. These are the things you gotta deal with. So you go to work with that, like, God damn it, I gotta leave work early today because I gotta go down to the electric company. And in Philadelphia, there is no more electric company to go down to. So you gotta get on the phone and try to work it out. Like, listen, I need y'all to come back. I need y'all to come and turn my electricity on. I don't care how much it costs. I'm gonna pay the cost, but I need my lights back on. Well, before I can talk to you, I need your account number, and I need to know that I'm speaking. I need to know who I'm speaking to. You tell them who you're speaking to, but you don't have no account number. So you give them your address. Okay, they like, all right, well, I need the name of the person who's on the account. But they not here right now. That type shit. So you in the dark. You got to ask the neighbors, can you run an extension cord from their crib over to your house, so, you know, so y'all can light your houses, light a room with more than just candles and shit. People be talking about, yeah, well, you know, as long as you got candles and y'all got each other, you all right. No, the fuck you ain't. I'm not staying in the house with no with no water or no electricity. You can stay in a house that don't have no heat, because if you got electricity, you can get some heat. But you don't have no electricity, you can't have no heat. Oh, well, you can get a kerosene heater. Go ahead, burn your shit down. And be smelling like gas. Captain Singler says, that becomes pure rage, not anger at all. Yeah. My man, Magnificent Morocco. Magnificent Morocco. What's going on, my brother? My mellow, my man. Robbie Ming says, then it's time for the cable to go. My electric, gas, and water is more important than cable. Yeah. Yeah, but you've been paying what you were supposed to be paying. So the... let's say the cable, the Netflix, the gas, that was your bill. Guess what? Netflix is straight. You can watch it on your phone. Cable is straight. You can watch it on your phone. Gas is on. Got hot water. But that electricity was their bill. Mm-hmm. That water bill, you know, a water bill ain't very much. Unless you have some water running in your house, water bill going to be like $40, $50, you know, about $40, $50, depending on the size of your house and how many people in there. You might have been giving them the discount. You pay the electricity and the water. So that shit only going to come up to about $150 a month. But they got a weed problem. They got a coke problem. They got a drug problem. So they ain't been paying their shit. But guess what? Guess what? They got a big jar of hydro. They got a fucking ounce of weed in their room and shit. But all everything that they were supposed to be paying is cut off while they chain smoke weed reefer. Weed ain't drugs. Weed ain't drugs. This shit is medicine, and I'm medicating. I'm self-medicating. I'm getting better and better as a... Yeah. So, it ain't about whether you've been taking care of your responsibilities or not. Somebody else hasn't been holding their weight. And y'all living in the same house. And the bottom line is, you ain't going to work or wherever you have to go out there in the world expressing your anger about your weed head, man, woman, roommate, or whatever. You ain't going to do that shit. You ain't going to do that. Magnificent Morocco says, too many programs out there to get your utility shut off. Not if you make good money. You ain't got no programs out there if you make good money. You got programs out there to keep your shit from getting turned off if you. Yeah. You make good money. They be like, you ain't getting no lie heat. Lie. You better call me when you get laid off, nigga. You out here making six figures. You talking about some lie. That shit is for the poor. Matter of fact, what lie he? Hold on. Hold on. LIHEAP. Department of Human Service. LIHEAP is what it stands for. What it stands for? Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program. That's what LIHEAP stands for. Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program. Yeah. So if you make like $30,000 a year and you got four kids, LIHEAP. If you make $35,000 with no kids, and you know $35,000 ain't a lot of money. Ain't a lot of money, but people do it. So what you think you're going to get if you make $50,000? They don't care if you got two kids. You make 50 grand, you doing all right. In the hood you live in, you ain't getting no LIHEAP, dog. You go ahead, you can fill out the application. You can fill out the application, but you ain't really struggling like that. And plus, we heard you do hair. What you mean you heard I do hair? We heard you do hair. So you got $50,000 on the books, and you know what I mean? You getting your braid money going on. So, yeah. Yeah. Stacey White says, give me the month money, I'll pay the bills. Mm-hmm. Bobby Robin Mink says, if they have a drug problem, they wouldn't be living with me. This is bigger than hip-hop. This is bigger than hip-hop. Carol Chamberlain says, LIHEAP will laugh you out of the office making six figures. But Carol, technically, anything under six figures should be considered low income, shouldn't it? Anything under six figures should be considered low income. Because it ain't high income, is it? No, it's low income. So, I mean, what I'm laughing at? What I'm laughing at you? What I'm laughing at you for? Magnificent Morocco says, disabled and elderly, they can't shut you. That's right. So you gotta go borrow somebody grandmom. You gotta go borrow somebody grandmom's social security number. And you know, the elderly be tied up. Everybody, everybody need the social security numbers of children for tax time and the elderly for utilities. Yo, man, I need your grandma. What you need my grandmother? What you mean? Yo, I need your grandma's social security number. Nah, I ain't trying to get no credit cards in her name. I just needed to, you know, put a, you know, list herself as living in my crib. Like, nah, you can't use my grandma. We've been using my grandma for years. Nah, man. Get your own grandma. Come on, man. You know my grandma passed years ago. Well, listen, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. But you, we already using my grandma. We already using my grandma. Anyway, hiding what you're really mad about. Now you mad at your friend because he wouldn't let you borrow his grandma, his grandparent. He got, yo, let me get your grandma on your dad's side. Nah, man, I ain't giving you my grandma on my dad's side. Why? Your dad, you don't even fuck with your dad. Yeah, but I fuck with my grandmother on my dad's side. Shit, she ain't never do nothing to me. My mom been good to me. And I ain't giving you that's bad karma. Yeah, I give you my grandmother. Next thing you know, my grandma be dead. Mm-mm. Ain't gonna happen. I'm sorry. Now you hiding the fact that you mad at your man. How you gonna tell somebody else that you mad at your man because he wouldn't let you have his grandma? Yeah, you gonna have to hide the fact that you mad. Yeah, you mad at him, but you gotta not speak to him. But you can't tell nobody that you look. Yeah, man, motherfucker, stingy ass nigga. This stingy ass motherfucker wouldn't let me hold his grandma. I ain't need his grandma for shit. What do you think? What do you think? I'm a what they call that porn? What do you think? I'm gonna use a grandma for granny porn or something like that? I mean, we all know that she used to be a freak back in the day, but I ain't in no granny porn. I ain't in no granny porn, fool. I needed his grandmother and her social security number so I could get some utilities lower. I'm struggling right now. Ever since my girl moved out and shit, it's hard. Shit. We living up in Alden Park. People in Philly, in the Germantown area, you know, I'm living up in Alden Park and shit. I can't afford that shit. It was I was struggling when it was me and her in there. Shit. I can't afford to live in no Alden Park. In a minute, I'm going to be living in Clark Park. Yeah, Alden Park is a building. Clark Park is up the street. No, not the Clark Park at 43rd and Chester. That's the difference. I'm talking about right there at Whitney Hicken and Schoolhouse Lane. I'm gonna be in that park. I get put out of Alden Park. Like, you, hold on, let me get this straight. You live in Alden Park and you need LIHEAP? How you living? I'm living like I need your grandmother's social security number so I can get some LIHEAP in Alden Park, bitch. And you being stingy with your grandmother. Let me get your grandmother.
Carol says, not to them. Not to them. It isn't the look it isn't a look per, wait a minute. Oh, at the poverty level. Hold on. See, yeah, Carol, rent a grandmother, borrow a grandmother, whatever. Shit. You think when my mom was living here last year, you think, shit, I didn't even have to ask her. She started making calls like, shit, you ain't going to have me up in here and you paying all these bills for what, son? You know what I mean? My mom left. I was upset. I was upset. I was like, shit. Shit. Everything was cheaper in this bitch. You know you can get cable cheaper? You know you can get cable and internet cheaper if you got a senior citizen up in this bitch? I was like, shit, that shit electric, gas, internet. Shit, I was about to start taking on other bills. Like, yo, call Capital One. Like, yo, you know I got a senior citizen in the crib. Can I get
Can you increase my limit and lower my interest rate?
Yeah.
Sure. Like I said, I ain't even have to ask my mom. I ain't know nothing about, you know, about all that discount shit. She was calling. She was like, you ain't got to be paying all this. She fixed it, too. She fixed it. She fixed it. Mama fixed it.
Mama fix that.
All right, though. Robbie Mink says, using your grandmother, wow, to not pay your bills. No, not to not pay your bills, to have your bills cheaper. And look, I ain't going to feel bad about using nobody's grandmother. Shit. People who live in the project, you got people who live in the projects to this day. Their grandmothers died all the way back in the 90s. And they said, shit. The spot was in Big Mama name. We ain't never showing that death certificate. Grandmama wouldn't want us to pay all this money. She left us this luxury apartment in projects. Okay. Emily says, people hide the real reason they mad all the time. Not me. I'm not staying mad. I'm keeping that in me. You gonna be mad at yourself. I'm good. That's right, Carol. Clark Park, goddamn. Clark Park. Oh, wait. Oh, he got a call on the line. My bad. Hold on. Let me just read the rest of these, John. And we good. There you go. Magnificent Morocco. Internet essentials. $10 a month at Comcast. Okay. Cal says, I tried to get cheaper internet and cable, but they flagged us, said between the two of us, a no-go. Veronica Freeman. What up, Ronnie? She says, Omar running around. A jitterbug phone and free internet for the elderly. Nah, I don't want the phone. I'm a phone fanatic. Yeah, I gotta have a good shit. Yeah, I can't mess with that. But you was almost right. Emily says, "Oh, Mama Rose took care of shit." You think she didn't? She got right on the phone. I was like, "What the hell?" My man Jay Hawk, what's going on? My man, my mellow. Robbie Mink says, I would feel bad. When my mom lived with me, I didn't use her income. I paid my bills. I didn't use her. Shh, that's on you. I ain't gonna front. Now that's all on you. Shit. So let me get this straight. You think the electric company is losing money when they give you a discount? As if they struggling. PGW, as if they struggling. Like, they have billions and you have hundreds. Maybe you have thousands. But your money can't compare to none of theirs. So I ain't gonna front. I don't give a fuck about no major corporation that I have to pay every single month. Yes, I will fix it so I can pay zero and I'll sleep like a baby at night. As a matter of fact, I sleep better. I sleep better than a baby. Baby be like, I'm like, I use her. That is, everybody in life gets used. Every single person gets used. It's whether you abuse them or not. Now, if you stealing money from the elderly, that's a whole different conversation. But if you get discount for, first of all, you was taking care of your mother in your house. That incurs expense. That raises expenses. Why wouldn't you take it? All right. well, Robin Ming, once you become a senior citizen, you can move in with me. I'm going to use you and think nothing about it. I'm going to be proud as a peacock. I'll be like, yeah, you know what I mean? This is my grandmother, Green Eyes. You're like, y'all don't look all that far apart in age for that to be your grandmother. I'd be like, Green Eyes, light skin. Yeah, that's my grandmama. You know, she had us when she was young. You know how it was back in the day. You know what I mean? When you was 8, 9 years old, you know, you was considered a woman. You tell me your grandmother had your mother when she was 8. Yeah, she was like, she got pregnant when she was 8, had the baby when she was 9. And then my mom had a baby. You know, my mom had a baby. She had me when she was like 7 and a half. So, yeah, you know, my grandmother 16 years old.
What?
I'm gonna leave Robin alone, but I'm gonna use Robin. Rob, you know, you got my number. Holler at me if times get hard. I move you right on in here. Said, no, my mom didn't use too much electric. Yeah, she might not have used a lot, but the bottle. Listen, man. You know what I mean? I ain't. All right, and. You know I respected your mom, you know what I'm saying, and the relationship y'all had. It's not the point. Whenever you add people in, if
somebody is in your house and they're home all day, they're going to use more power, more energy than you was using by yourself. When you live by yourself, you go to work, you cut shit off. If somebody's home, you can't cut it off. So, of course, your bills are going to go up. So why wouldn't you ask for a discount? Caller with the last number is 2192. Thank you for holding, first of all, and welcome to the Daily Go Get Amazing Show. What's on your mind this evening, my brother? What's good?
Yo, what's up, bro?
Feeling like a real man should. What's good with you?
Shalom. What's going on? All right, what's the topic of the night, bro?
The topic is hiding what you're really mad about.
Hiding what you're really mad about. Oh, I came in the middle. I came in when I think he was talking about where you get your anger at and like being mad and shit. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. We talking about when you're mad about. We talking about when you mad about one thing, but you acting like you're mad about another thing. So you hiding the fact that you mad because your girl is pregnant by another man. But you acting like you mad because something cost $99.99. You gave him $100 and they ain't give you back the penny. You acting like you mad about that.
Oh, okay. I was thinking, for instance, being mad, not really being real with yourself about what you're mad about. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think I do it sometimes too. Like I can tell people like I'm mad about a certain thing, but really, it's kind of like not being real with myself, kind of like a little bit. Like, that's what I picture whenever you said that, like being mad at something and not really being mad at what you're mad about.
Yeah. That's basically what we're talking about. Not being mad at what you're really mad about. Well, we're talking about what you're really mad about.
What I took from it is like it's like a personal thing, like not being like not being real with yourself type, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, being mad at something, but really knowing that I'm not mad at that, it's a whole different thing. It's like not being real with yourself.
Well, it's like this. When you're hiding what you're really mad about, it's like hiding your feelings. Like, you could express your feelings, but you're not expressing your feelings for whatever reason. And there can be a variety of reasons. You might not express what you're really mad about because you don't want somebody in your business. You don't want nobody in your business. You might hide what you're really mad about because you don't know how to put it into words. So you could be right there in front of the person that you're mad at, but you're not showing that you're mad at them because it might turn into a bigger argument or whatever. Or maybe you don't feel like you have the right to be mad about what you're mad about. It could be a whole bunch
of this. This what I'm kind of remembering what you was talking about earlier too. It kind of ties into what you said earlier. Maybe it could be so much that went on. Like it's like, you know, build up. Like, yeah, exactly. You know, like build up. It's like it's so much that go on. Like, it get lost in the build up. You know what I'm saying? So you forget what really made you, what intentionally made you mad in the first place. Like, cause people can keep carrying on that mad for however long, for a long time, you know what I'm saying? People can carry grudges for a long time, but, and not even know it. And a lot of people say, oh, I don't carry grudges, but you know what I'm saying? The build up, you know what I'm saying? Like, you get what I mean? Like, it could be for so long that it's just been building up, and the original, like the original thing that made you mad in the first place, the thing that you, that started it all, it got lost in the building. I was talking about this earlier with my little brother. You know what I'm saying? Like he asked me. He was like, damn, I wish I could get in some relationships like you did. Man, I do anything I can to keep them hoes together. I'm like, bro, I know you, I get what you're saying, but you don't understand, like in the build-up, when you get in a relationship like that, because he was like, when I get with a girl and I stay with a girl, you know what I'm saying? Because, like when I was told you yesterday, like, it's different when you living with a woman, you know what I'm saying? But, like, that's what he was saying, man. When I get with a girl like you did, man, get in a relationship like that, I'm going to try to not mess that up ever, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? That's what he was telling me. Like, you know, I was like, it's not like that. It's, I'm not feeling more shit. I was like, yeah, it's not like that. I was like, it's not like what you think, bro. It's like, it's the build up. It was something the initial reason that I started fucking up in the relationship that caused it. You know what I'm saying? It got lost in the build-up because so much shit happened in the relationship. I'm like, I had a reason for doing most of the shit I've done, but it got lost in the build-up, and I, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it got lost in the build-up. So that's what I mean, like, how, you know what I'm saying, it can get lost when so much shit is, like, because when people carry on hatred and, like, you know what I'm saying, they can carry on things for a long time. And the reason why is because probably in their childhood something happened, and, you know what I'm saying, but so much shit happened, they forget what caused it, you know what I'm saying, and they carry this hate on forever because they forgot what, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that can happen, but I'm talking about more like when you're mad about something in the immediate sense. Like, you can carry the burden of anger from the way you grew up or from something that happened in your past or whatever. You know, even if people used to tease you about something, let's say if you was like real dark and people used to call you black or ugly or something like that, you might carry, you know, a chip on your shoulder from then. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when you're actively upset about something in the immediate sense, but you're not saying what it is, or you're trying to hide what it is. You know, right now, one thing I notice on social media is that people try to act like things don't upset them. They try to act like things don't get to them. We try to pretend like we're just bulletproof when it comes to a whole lot of things. And I know that's not the case. But you might, you know, we are in the age of IDGAF. IDGAF. Everybody talking about they don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. But to even announce that you don't give a fuck means that you probably give a fuck.
Give a fuck, yeah.
but it's more popular nowadays to act like nothing affects you, to act like nothing gets to you. You know what I mean? Because you don't want your haters to see you doing bad or to see you affected by something, as if you are inhuman, as if you are bulletproof, as if you are impervious to pain or anguish or sadness or negative emotion. And none of us are like that. But you might pretend that. So it might be more popular or more acceptable to act like you're mad at one thing when you're really mad at another thing. Like, all right, for example.
It's popular being emotional, being I'm getting tongue twisted. It's popular being unemotional. Like,
yeah, emotionally.
Not being,
it's popular being emotional. Yet nobody is emotionless. Nobody. You know who might be emotionless? Serial killers. Because they really don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? You done had 10 double-digit bodies on your hands, and you still slept like a baby at night. Yeah, you different. You know what I mean? But I'm talking about like I'll give an example of something that you might be really upset about, but may not feel like it's appropriate to act like you're upset about it. Like, for let's say a child that you raised come out of the closet, like, I'm gay, and you're like, what the fuck? You might not agree with that lifestyle, but the way things are right now, if you act like you got a problem with homosexuality, certain people be looking at you sideways and all funny, calling you a bigot and homophobic and all of that. So you might be upset that your child is gay, but you might not be able to express it to certain people because they cheering because your child came out of the closet. And you like, fuck is wrong with y'all cherry old weirdo fruity, you know what I mean? So, you know, there can be plenty of times when you're upset or you're angry about something, but you may not feel like you have the right to express it. And that's a form of imprisonment. There's no prison greater than being imprisoned in your own mind. Like, I can't express how I am, what I feel, how, you know, what I think, for fear of ridicule, for fear of somebody being mad at me or somebody, you know, looking down on me. So you just gotta act like, I'm good with it. You ain't good with that shit. You ain't good with that shit. You know what I mean? Like, all right, for example, all right, have you been watching the show, that series BMF? Have you had a chance to check it out?
No, I haven't seen that show.
All right. It's pretty good. Now, the show is dealing with Big Meech, you know, Big Meech and his brother Terry. They was big drug dealers up in Detroit, and they went down Atlanta and was getting crazy money down there and all of that. They eventually got locked up and all of that, and Meech is actually home now. But anyway, on the show, They have his mother and his father on the show. And his mother is really upset because Meech and his little brother, Terry, are drug dealers. They big-time, young-ass drug dealers. Both of them are teenagers. They little puppies, but they big-time drug dealers running they corners in Detroit. So she's religious, all into the church, very moral, and she tried to raise her kids with good moral standards, and it ain't working. They running around selling mad weight, riding around in Benzes, got gold chains on. They run. They the head of their crew. They done got bodies on them. They haven't killed anyone personally yet, but they was right there when people got killed. They had to have people killed and hurt and all of that. So, but so she trying to play the good church lady and all of that. Like, yeah, my boys ain't in it. Everybody know. Everybody know that they drug dealers. But she got to put on a good face. Like, nah. My boys ain't, they ain't in the drugs. Especially the younger one, he ain't in the drugs. So she really upset about that shit. What's going on in her crib? That's real life shit. She ain't the only mother that's been through nothing like that. She ain't the only one. But she got to eat that. So out in the streets, she got to act like it's all good. She got to wait till she get back home to be mad. And even then, she got to act like she ain't mad about it because she in denial. Real shit. Trying to hide what you're really mad at. Your girl let another nigga run up in a bus all in her, shot the walls up all crazy and seeded that shit up. You've been trying to get your girl pregnant for years. She ain't got pregnant. She taking the pill on your ass secretly. She stopped taking the pill for that nigga. She making your sperms look like they can't swim. Your sperms, you busting off all hard. And then making look like your sperms in there drowning. Oh, what? I can't swim. Meanwhile, the next nigga bust all up into this. His sperm's doing the breaststroke and all that shit. Ain't nothing wrong with your sperm. Your girl secretly was taking the pill on you. Yeah. But she, you know what I mean? So you really mad about that shit. But who you going to tell about that? You feeling like a nut. You feeling like a stone cold sucker. Like, yeah. Here I am. I live with my girl. I take care of her son or her daughter. I'm trying to have my own son or daughter with her. She don't get pregnant by me. She get pregnant by this other dude. Yeah, you mad about that. But you ain't going to tell nobody how that happened. You trying to devise a way for nobody to know. That type shit. Making your sperm look insignificant, yo. Yeah. So yeah, hiding what you're really mad about. Hiding what you're really mad about. You know what I mean? Females. Yeah, I let my man have a I let him have a threesome and all of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Here I am, you know, having sex. I gotta watch him have sex with another woman right there in front of me. I'm even participating. I ain't gay. I don't like women, but I did it for him. He fucked around.
Okay, question, bro. Since you said that, do you think, since yesterday's topic was, do you think it's something that would make a person be mad forever or leave them alone for like, you know what I'm saying, or leave a person alone for good? Do you think that's something that will make a person leave somebody alone for good?
it depends on the man. It sounds like something that would make a person leave somebody for good, but the thing is, everybody ain't the same. So just like I've seen men fight through it and stay with it. I don't know about you, but I've known niggas that fell in love with a hoe. He knew she was a hoe. So what did he do? He moved her to another state or to another town where he wouldn't have to hear everybody talking about, yo, I can't believe, yo, he wiped up Wanda? He go with Wanda. Yo, remember Wanda when we used to run ball? Wanda used to, you know, she used to be in the locker room and give us all...
she used to chew us all off in the locker room. We ain't even, this is right after we finished playing. We ain't even washed up yet. Wanda nasty. That's his John. Yeah, that type shit. So what the next man might be able to put up with, I can't, you know, that ain't me. That ain't my life. But it's not for me to determine. You know?
Nah, it was the other way around. Like if you, like you said, like having a threesome and, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think, I like since you explained it like that, I think it's more common than what it really is. Like, girls having threesomes and they not even gay, you know what I'm saying, but they participate in it too though, you know what I'm saying, like that shit crazy. You explained it like that just tripped me out. I'm like, damn, that shit must be more common than what I think.
let's say she let the dude have a threesome and the one he had the threesome with, he got pregnant. And not from they threesome, though. Not from they threesome. Apart from they threesome, they had a little thing going on the side.
And he
messed around and got her pregnant and shit. Like, damn, you ain't have to do that. I did all of this for you, and you still went and got the other joint pregnant. Like, yeah. She probably ain't. That ain't no easy thing to explain to nobody else. Like, yeah, because basically you're telling somebody that somebody just straight played you, and you helped them. You helped them play you. So yeah, that might be something that you might be something that you're angry about that you might hide, because you just don't. You haven't found a way to reconcile that or make it sound like it's okay. Yeah, so it happens though. But yeah, hiding what you're really mad about. What you really mad about? Oh yeah, you mad. But what you're really mad about might not be something that you might express. That might be something that you keep in the tuck. You want to have this. Stuff that under the rug. You're going to have to try to push that in the back of the line of your emotions. But you go to Family Dollar and they don't give you the right change and shit, or they don't have no toilet paper or no paper towels, and you pitching a bitch. Like, what kind of shit is this? Why the fuck the line so long? Why you only got one cashier open at the Family Dollar? Y'all got 50 customers in here. Oh, bitch, you just mad because you let your man have a threesome. You participated in a threesome with your man, and he got the other joint pregnant. Who told you that shit? That was my sister. That's who told me. Stupid bitch. Now, wait in line like everybody else. Yeah, man. All right, man. We got to do these birthday shout-outs, man. I appreciate you calling in. I always appreciate you, man. Love is love.
Yes,
love
sir.
Love.
Appreciate
all
it.
All right. I'll holler at you next time. Be careful. All right. So that's how it's going down. That's my man. That's my man throwing down right there. All right, y'all. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. Glorious. November 15th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get the number one out the box, Skylar Justice, turning 48 years old today. And Tammy Riley Reynolds, happy birthday to you. And Bessie Mason, happy birthday to you. And Miss Miller, no pressure, turning 40 years old to bow, 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 bow today.
Welcome to the 4040 Club. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself for me. And also Verdell Goodman turning 57 years old today. And Nicola McIntyre turning 49 years old today. No relation, but what up, cuz? And also Marva Stevenson, happy birthday to you. And Ebony Hicks turning 44. Bow, 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 bow. Most powerful. Happy birthday to you, Ebony. And Onika Brown, turning 35 years old today. And my man, comedian Pretty Smiles, turning 41 years old today. Happy birthday to you, Pretty. And Kim Branch, turning 47 years old today. And last but not least, my comedian boy, Stacksnificent, turning 45. Bow, bow. I said 45. Bow, bow. Yeah. Happy birthday to you, Stacks. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious November 15th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. Turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn, rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. You do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. You do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard. Go for yours. And remember, yo, don't get upset. And if you are upset, you don't have to mask it. Trust me, no matter what you're upset about, no matter what has happened to you, no matter what you're going through, somebody else has been through it before you and they're handling it. The thing is, you might not give a shit whether somebody else has been through it and they're handling it. Your concern, your main concern might be the fact that it's happening to you, it's happening in real time, you don't like it. You're real pissed off about it. Something needs to be done. Nobody seems to understand. You're not even going to give them a chance to understand. Because you are hide the fact that you're mad at something else. Huh? Yes, you are. And you can't express yourself because it's bad for your health. Yes, it is. And you know that you should do a little better and let it out, but you ain't going to shout. You know that you're going to have to get through this, but you can't do this. Word. So, you don't have to carry around that burden, but you might. You don't have to cry. Woo-hoo. I'll be right by your side to help you be strong. Baby, dry your eyes. All right, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to Renee and Angela. Renee, or Angela and Angela. Let's get on up out of here, man. Listen, I was glad to be able to do the show today. I really was. I really, 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 really was. Now, tomorrow, I can't make no promises or guarantees, but I'm going to tell y'all like this. If we can come through tomorrow, I will. And if I can, I won't. And it's really as simple as that. Why is this thing freezing like this? Come on. All right, there we go. Come on, man. Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. So tomorrow, more than likely, I'll do another show, but it'll be on the late night. You know what? I ain't going to say nothing. We're going to see. I'm going to just keep y'all posted. I'll let y'all know what's going on. I won't front on you. I will never front on you. My name is Sunset. If I do it, I keep it a book. Yes, I do. My name is Sunset. I always keep it a book. All right, so, yeah. Check it out. Let me get with y'all. Love is love, baby. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. Yes. Yes. I love y'all to death, I love y'all right back to life. Yes, I do, yes, I do now. Don't get too upset now. Your top feelings, don't play them down. Don't let nobody mess you around. Try to feel what's wrong, but don't try to act like that. Nothing is wrong, huh?
Cause you gotta let out your emotions. Yo, just be that kid. Don't act like you got emotions. That makes you a million and it hurts you. I'm just trying to get serious. Fix the things that you be going through. You don't have to keep all up inside of you. You can let them all out and express yourself. Make sure that you have your health as well. And your health as well. You can't deny that stuff and everything. You're gonna be all right for life. Remember that the pandemic is still going on, so act like you know. Act like you definitely understand. It's gonna be alright, it's gonna be alright, it's gonna be okay. Hey. Yeah.